This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Avon. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamed Tes, Se'if Yud. So hopefully today we do Se'if Yud, and we begin Siman Mem. Tefillin Shehuchzaku B'Kashrus, Einam Tzricha Medikal Olam. Tefillin that were established to be kosher never need bedika. Vim einoi menichan ela lefrakim. However, if you don't put them on regularly, you only wear them occasionally, then tzrichim bedika pa'mayim b'shavua. Then they need to be checked twice every 7 years. Hagavim einoi mi shiyucha livdoik v'lachzor l'tafran. What if you don't have someone who could check them and to go back and to sew them again? And they need bedika, then continue to put them on. Yanichim kach b'lo bedika. Continue to wear them without bedika. So really, tefillin that were established to be good never need to be checked. Why? Because they have daily maintenance. Says the Mishmur la'olam sivkatan chavav shekol zman shechipuyan shalem. So long as the coating is intact, harehein b'cheskasan min hadin. It's different than mezuzah or sefer Torah. It's different than a mezuzah. Mezuzah, you're not using regularly. So it's very interesting. The Dershow brings down, let's say somebody buys tefillin of a person who died, and that it still has a cheskas kashrus. No, listen to this. You have to assume something happened to it. Why? Because the Lishkas HaSofer says the minog is to check it. Because we know the schar for wearing tefillin is arichas yomim, but this guy just died. So maybe he died because the tefillin are puzzle. So you have to check them. You can't rely on the fact he was...
120.
He could have lived another second. Why did he die so soon? So, yeah, and Eina Chanami, this guy who lived exactly 120 years, it could be you don't have to check his. Reb Chaim Knievsky doesn't go for that. He said there could be, there are many reasons a person could die. Don't blame it on his tefillin. Okay. Fine. So this is different than mezuzah. Mezuzah needs to be checked twice in every 7 years. Tefillin never need to be checked. I've been told by Soifrim, not only do they not need to be checked, they should not be checked. Why? Because by opening it and looking at the parashas and unfolding it, you're more likely to do harm to the parashias. However, from personal experience, not every checker is a good checker. And it is worthwhile to check your tefillin once in a while. We're not worried that a letter will be erased or will be pierced. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, despite the fact that you don't have to, it is correct to check your tefillin. Often it gets ruined because of sweat.
Or showers. Taking showers.
Or people, they take showers, they come to shul, their hair is still dripping. Or some people, they go to the mikvah. Whatever they do, whatever their personal hygiene is in the morning, it's none of my business. But now, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays that the batim are behidur, you don't have to worry about zeya. You don't have to worry about anything, except if there's a specific factor. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, most problems with tefillin come from checking them. Ruba deruba of problems come from opening up the tefillin. By the way, it's interesting. I always talk about it, you should not leave your tefillin in a car. In the car, it turns into an oven, and the ink could melt. Okay. Vim nikra chipoy abatim. Let's say the coating tore. Oisha nashru b'mayim. Or you soaked it in water. Let's say you like to wear tefillin, so you it's the summer, and you took it into the pool. Tzrichim b'dikatei, you got to check it right away. Shem nimcha kaksavay niskalko. Maybe the lettering got erased or got ruined. V'chol shetzarch b'dika min hadin. Anytime you're required halachically to check your tefillin, somebody you don't have someone to check it and sew it back up, then you can continue to wear it, but you can't make a bracha. Menichem b'loy bracha. D'loy shayach ukme achazaka b'chaygavna. You can no longer use the chazaka in such a scenario. Because of a chay adam. Du adim im munach memakoim lach. Chay adam says, let's say you left your tefillin in a damp basement. V'akol afi ha'inyan. In other words, if there are environmental factors that cause you, you left it out in the blazing sun, you left it out in the near water, so then you got to check it, and until you check it, you don't make a bracha. Now, the Mechaber says you don't have to check tefillin if you wear it every day, but if you only wear it lefrakim, then you need to check it twice every 7 years. The Chayshin and Shaman is apshu. It might have rotted. Lekach yivdekim shnei pamim b'shmita. Now, if you don't have someone to check it, yanichim kach. You put it on that way. Ulainian bracha, mashmichai adam, detzarch levarich. Now, we just said, the Mishnah Berurah just established a rule. Koil shatzarach bedika min hadin, ve'ein loy mi sheyivdoik v'yispar, menicham b'loy bracha. However, here, the chai adam, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing, seems to say that if you don't wear a tefillin regularly and you need to check it, you could make a bracha. We just said anytime you have to check it, you don't make a bracha. He says, if you left your tefillin, you went swimming in your tefillin, and there's a specific cause that you need to check the tefillin, then you don't make a bracha. But here, we don't see anything. The tefillin look pristine. It's just you don't wear them every day. You don't know what happened when you weren't wearing them. We don't see any reya sabrua. Masha'in kein b'shnashu b'mayim ashin eskalkal arba chanal. Lamais it's tzarech yun. Lamais it's not pasha that you could continue to wear with a bracha. Hamoitzi tefillin mushlachin b'gnizah b'loy ritzuos upsuchim. You find tefillin in the Seamus box. There are no straps. They're open up. Yeshlach hasheish lahem psul nistar. You have to be, because you can't just put them on. You have to be concerned. Maybe there's some kind of hidden psul. Avam mitzaan derech hinuach bechisan like alamechash. But if you find them nignaz in their pouch, then you don't have to worry. So what? You could wear it without checking it? I think what he means is as follows. If you find parshios of tefillin, you listen carefully. If you find parshios of tefillin, and they're in a Seamus box, and you check it, and they're kosher, you can't wear it. Why? There's a psul nistar. Maybe they're shalai kisidron. There's a reason someone put it there. Just say, well, I checked it. It looks good. No, obviously somebody tossed it. Somebody was going to say, that's what psul nistar means. It's a psul that you won't be able to see. Something about, maybe it was written by an apikoiris. There's something about it that is puzzle. It's not going to help to check it. But if you find an intact pair of tefillin with the straps and you check it, so then it's okay. Let's begin Simen Mem. Din Eich Linhoig B'Kedushas HaTefillin. How should one accustom themselves in holiness and tefillin? Sif Aleph. Aser Litlois Tefillin Bein Babatim Bein B'Ritzuos. It is prohibited to hang tefillin by the bayis, by the ritzuos. Avol Mutter Litloisan B'Kisan. You could hang it by their pouch. You ever see some people, they take their strap, they're spinning it around. I don't know what they're trying to do. Maybe they're practicing. They don't like to hit their children, but just in case, they want to instill some fear in them. I would probably presume that that's not a respectful thing to do with them. By the way, it sits us also. I mean, I don't know if it's halachically has a din of bizarre, but I don't think it's a nice thing to do to twist, to spin your tzitzis. Like, I would say if you're that bored that you need to take a tashma shel mitzvah and start spinning it, I would take off your talis and tefillin, take a walk around the block, drink a coffee. If it's reached the point that you need to be flipping and twisting and twirling your tzitzis, then maybe get a fidget spinner. There are other etzas that you could get. Okay, aser litlois al hayaseid mimneishu derech bizayon. It's aser to suspend the tefillin on a peg. You don't want to hang your tefillin on a peg. It's derech bizayon. An example, the Dershu gives, analogous to this, you know, you have Megillas Esther, you're up to, you know, the middle of the Megillah, you want to, the first half, you're going to let it sort of hang down the other side of the table. That's also Derech Bizayon. Bein Babatim. Shahabatim Tluyin Lamata. Let's say the batim are hanging down. Uvein Sharatsuyas Tluyas Lamata. Mekamakam Akroi Ba'alma. Nevertheless, occasionally, Sha'oiches Atzulim Biyadav Artsuyas Tluyas Lamata. In other words, like this, you know, you pick up the bias, and the straps are going around the sides, and you sort of push off one chelak of the straps, and then they fall down to the table. So is that respectful? Occasionally, it's okay. Ein lahakbid avlam atfilin tluyim, but not the other way around, where you're holding the strap and the bias is hanging down. Also b'chal gavnei. Vein b'chal zeh mashatfon sharosh toloi ba'avir. Umachzikin bayad baratsuois umasimim al harosh. Included in this is not where you're holding on to the straps of Ton Sharosh, and so to speak, the bias of the Sharosh is hanging, because that's how you put them on. Kizel tzorech hanachasam. I don't do it that way. I hold on to the bias and the kesher. So I'm not sure who puts on tefillin that way. But if you do put on tefillin that way, then we will not ostracize you. Okay. Some put the tefillin sharosh on some kind of board at the time they wear it, so I guess it doesn't have to hang down. Bekisan. Okay, so the mechaber said it's mutter to hang it in its box, but v'sevatar also lois b'chol gavni. You can't hang a sevatar in any situation. He brings in the Dershu that the Isser of hanging it is to hang it on a wall. But if you hang it on your body, so you want to hang it on your body, you wear a Sefer Torah with two chains, you know, around your neck, like, you know, a pair of binoculars. So Rav Moshe says it's mutter, because it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says the Melech would make a Sefer Torah, like a Kameya, and he would hang it around his arm. So you could do such a thing. The Sefer Torah, afilu shi ba'arin ha'kodesh, v'toila ha'arin ha'kodesh. Even the Sefer Torah in an arin kodesh that you're hanging on a wall. V'ayin v'chayodam klal lamanal shekosad, afilu kisha arin ha'kodesh mechuber b'yaseidois la'kodesh al-asar. Even if the arin is attached with pegs. So you have a box, and you literally connect it to the wall with nails. And the aroin is sort of hanging on the wall. No, you know, I'll do that. You have these big, you know, drills that it can hold 2,000 pounds. No, it has to have a base, it sounds like. Kol she'in tachtav oimei dvarma. It has to be standing on something. So the Dershu points out, if you look up the Chaya Adam, the words kol she'in tachtav oimei dvarma are not in the Chaya Adam. In the Nishnas Adam, he writes, here, let's see, this is interesting, because I would imagine there are shuls that have like a hanging arayin. The Nishnas Adam writes, if you're koivea adaf, and you put it, in other words, you make a ledge and you put the arayin on it, the arayin is like it's placed. Meaning the aron is like it's standing on something. It's like it has a base. Unless you say, well, if there's a ledge, so the aron is on a dvarma. Okay. Afilu shiba aron kashiv tarn. Okay. Koshe intang the oimed dvarma. It's a problem. Usvarim. Svarim kagoin sifrei talmud v'chadoime. Doime le tefillin. It's like tefillin. What does that mean? Therefore what? Therefore it's like tefillin, and you shouldn't hang it. Oh, meaning they're doimel tefillin and not like Sefer Torah. So if they're in some, so you would be able to be toilet. Mekamakam svarim my sidurei tefillos hakvuim beluchos shebahem shalshel shel kesef also letloy sambam. Svarim or sidurim that are attached to their hard cover, where there's a silver chain, you don't hang them. Shaluchas ein domis lekis. The luach is not like a container. Lefishen mechubaris lasider, v'harehin kesider atzmai. The Dirshu brings, regarding Tashmish Kedusha, we say later on, that a teva, which is meyuchad for svarim, which is covered with paper, is like a tashmish to tashmish and does not need geniza. Meaning the binding is not considered like the sefer itself. Even though regarding this, the Mishnah Berurah says it has a status of a davar shebekdusha and you shouldn't hang it. We're actually going to hold it over here. We'll read the end of this Mishnah Berurah next week, okay? Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov. So no, we're not going to get together this Friday. We'll see you Monday. Double parsha, busy Friday, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.